And we have the Farrell School of Irish Dance actually coming out. They have their regionals shortly after that. I think it's the week of Thanksgiving. So they're going to come. We got them a proper dance floor so they can really fly high and kind of do their thing one more time on a trial run for their community before they go to compete at regionals. And we have a full stage. Then we have a set by DJ Neva Wartell, Music for the Masses.
My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes Charlie Watts on the next deep.
Stay prayed up. Yes, beloved. We don't have to wait till Sunday. We can praise God all day, every day. How about that? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I welcome you, my friends, to another time together with There's a Bright Side Somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Yes. And with me is our great friend, Mr. Randall Martin, Martin AV Services, who celebrated his birthday this weekend. Praise the Lord. And had a dinner party last night, and we just had a grand old time. We didn't get to the dance floor, though, but we had a grand old time with the beautiful meal his beautiful wife, Bernadette, provided, and with family and friends. And so, Mr. Martin, happy birthday again, and how you doing this morning?
Thank you. Thank you. And I am blessed. It was wonderful. Thank you for coming over and had so many good friends and so much good conversation and great food. Again, my wife outdid herself. It was an amazing evening. And here we are to celebrate an amazing Sunday with music, gospel music.
Yes, yes. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. That's what we do. We do that for you. And me too. Amen. So this Sunday's lineup has, you know, sometimes when I make these playlists, get these songs going and consider, there's a mood that's in the atmosphere, or there's a mood in my life. And I know that it's shared by others, right? So some days it's really upbeat, and some days it's really contemplative, and so today, amen, it's kind of for those who have been going through. And as we come into the holidays season, or the holy day seasons of the fall and early winter, there are people who get a little melancholy, a little depressed, a little down. And I just want you to know that God knows that, and God's got you too. He's got you too. And so these songs today are, you know, some testimony kind of songs to encourage and to uplift. And so that's where my vibe is today, okay? We started off with a quick tempo Sunday by Miss Corin Hawthorne. And then we're going to follow that with Yahweh by Jokia. New talent to me. Amen. I like this song, and Yahweh, Yahweh. Then Never Lost, Never Lost. God has never lost the battle. Sister C.C. Winans. Mr. Byron Cage gives us this project, Broken, But I'm Healed. Amen. Hallelujah. And Miss Tamela Mann, You Deserve My Praise. Followed by Love Is a Miracle by Maverick City. And after that, beloved, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for this Sunday, the first Sunday of November, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Here we go, with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
You promised me, and the thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the So you tell me,
You've been to your physician. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and oh, your soul. Oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can
mend a broken.
He can mend your brokenness.
He has
the miracle to fit your needs.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, you will
receive.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch you, heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Mended my broken.
He has mended my brokenness.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit.
To fit my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say.
Receive
and touch them. I'll stand and wait on the Lord and be of encouragement.
reach your hand to heaven right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Oh, I have received.
You are. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody praise him. I believe there's healing in the room right now. Come on, God is healing some relationships tonight. Come on, God is healing by his spirit.
Worthy is our God. Nobody greater. Greater than our God.
You deserve all.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. And I am Pastor Kemp, your perpetual optimist. And we are here if there is a bright sign somewhere. That's Miss Pamela Mann. You deserve my praise. Yes, Lord. Yahweh, you deserve our praise. And next up is Maverick City with Love is a Miracle. Amen, amen.
Love came and grabbed me. Never thought I'd see the sun again. Without no hesitation, you became my resurrection. All the light that came shining in. And I got beauty for ashes. And I got joy for morning. Praise for heaviness. Love is a miracle. And I got beauty for ashes. And I got joy for morning. And I got praise for heaviness. Love is a miracle. This is more than religion. The curse I was walking in. Yeah. Now I'm dancing on my grave. Where you lead me, I will follow. You gave a light that the darkness can't comprehend. Now I've got beauty for ashes, joy for morning, and I got praise for heaviness. Love. Singing over me, yeah. Oh, you were singing over me.
flowing, and I've got freedom and I'm dancing. Love is a miracle. You're a miracle worker. No one is too far. You said I'm not too far away.
When the world said no, the world is flat, you can't sail around the world, amen, you're gonna fall off. God said, oh yes you can. When the world said no, you can't fly, the Wright brother said, I heard God say, oh yes I can. Come on here somebody. Oh, when the world says no, God can say yes. We have those many examples of God saying yes. Let the church say amen. I know you out there. Listen, I want to share with you this morning, by way of my spiritual social commentary, a cautionary tale. And this comes to my remembrance in the shadows of Election Day. Shout outs and snaps and claps to all of those candidates who put their hat in the ring in the first place. It's more than a notion to want to serve in the political sphere, especially in the contentious climate that we have seen in so many years. Thank you, God, that in our particular community, I shall say that the mudslinging and the character assassination politics does not prevail. Hallelujah. and let that be a lesson, I hope, to all who would ascribe to that kind of political philosophy that we're too smart for that. We're not going for that anymore. Not going for that anymore. Let us talk about merits and vision and values. Amen. Amen. But I have this cautionary tale I want to share. It came to me some years ago. I don't know the author, but I do acknowledge and reference that I am not the originator of this wisdom. So it's a story about a mouse. And this mouse looked through the crack in a wall to see the farmer and his wife open a package. And what food might this contain was the thoughts that the mouse was thinking. He was devastated when he discovered it was a mouse trap. And retreating to the farmyard, the mouse proclaimed the warning, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The chicken clucked and scratched and raised her head and said, "Mr. Mouse, I can tell this is a great concern to you, but it's no consequence to me. I cannot be bothered by it." The mouse turned to the pig and told him, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The pig sympathized but said, "I'm so very sorry, Mr. Mouse, but there's nothing I can do about it but pray. Be assured you are in my prayers." The mouse turned to the cow and said, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The cow said, "Wow, Mr. Mouse, I'm sorry for you, but it's no skin off my nose." So the mouse returned to the house, head down, dejected, to face the farmer's mouse trap alone. That very night, a sound was heard throughout the house, like the sound of a mouse trap catching its prey. The farmer's wife rushed to see what was caught in the darkness. She did not see. It was a venomous snake whose tail the trap had caught. The snake bit the farmer's wife, and the farmer rushed her to the hospital, and she returned home with a fever. Everyone knows you treat a fever with chicken soup. So the farmer took his hatchet to the farmyard for the soup's main ingredient. But his wife's sickness continued, so friends and neighbors came to sit with her around the clock. To feed them, the farmer butchered the pig. The farmer's wife did not get well. She died. So many people came for her funeral. The farmer had the cow slaughtered to provide enough meat for all of them. The mouse looked upon it all from his crack in the wall with great sadness. So, beloved, the next time you hear someone is facing a problem and think it doesn't concern you, remember, when one of us is threatened, we are all at risk. We are all involved in this journey called life. We must keep an eye out for one another and make an extra effort to encourage one another. Hallelujah and amen. And you know, the Bible, it kind of says this story in this context in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and starting at verse 14. It says, "Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. And if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not be reason to cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, God has combined the members of the body and has given them greater honor to the parts that lacked it. so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Beloved, the cautionary tale of the mouse and the mousetrap, the farmhouse, the reactions and attitudes of the farmyard animals, and this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in these several verses, they say basically the same thing. We have to look out and be concerned for one another. Now, the Apostle Paul was writing this letter in 1 Corinthians to the people of the city of Corinth, the ancient city of Corinth. And it was the people who, you know, were coming together to form the church of Jesus Christ. And you had in the mix people who had believed in God as Jews, people who had believed in many gods, people who had not believed in God. And they were beginning to hear this message and have this experience of the presence of the Holy Spirit of God and the sacrifice of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And they were receiving this message, being transformed by this message. Something was going on, and they were beginning to embrace and come and celebrate together. But the divisions of economics, past history, past experiences, worldview perspectives, all of those issues were there. And so Paul is writing to them to help them to make the crossover from who they were and used to be and how they used to think and feel about things and about each other, even perhaps, into an expanded mind of what Christ came to establish in the church. So even though this letter is written to Corinth and has been used for millenniums for the Christian community, I do believe that God would not have no issue with us using this section of scripture for its universal message. And for me today, on the heels of the election and the bipartisan call and the partisanship, that we have to remember, you know, the less honorable among us. I don't care what your party affiliation is. I don't care what your capitalistic ideology or philosophy is. It does not and cannot trump God's word and God's worldview and God's perspective that he makes clear in the scriptures. We're all different parts. The finger does not look like, the pinky finger does not look like the thumb. But you know how hard it is to do things without a thumb, okay? The eye is not the same function as the ear, amen. So are we. We're different, different colors, different sexes, different ages, different complexions, different languages and dialects, but we're all part of one body, the body called humanity. And our most vulnerable, our weakest, even perhaps less honorable, the elderly among us, people we should be looking out for. I don't care what party you are. We should be concerned about senior citizens who have to pay so much money for their prescription drugs. We should be concerned about people who can't afford health care. We should be concerned about education. We should be concerned about what's happening due to the pandemic, because children go to school one day and then a teacher comes in sick and now everybody got to stay home for 2 weeks, including mom and dad. We should be concerned about these things and not just buy onto some narrow view that, well, people just don't want to work. Come on, what can we do to help the situation? What can we do? The chicken didn't think they needed to do anything to help. The cow, the pig, they didn't think they needed to do anything to help. It was the mouth's issue. Some people think, I don't have any kids in school. That's not my issue. My parents are dead. That's not my issue. Come on here, somebody. Amen, beloved. God has a better mind for us than that mentality. So, yes, we are many parts, but we are one body, humanity. Let's ascribe for that, okay? We don't have to solve our issues and the challenges of living collectively under in unity and equality with violence or with maligning or just putting our heads in the sand because it's not our issue. We have a challenge. We have a chance. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. And this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I'm here on WGXC, and you're here with me for such a time as this. Yeah, we got some more music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come and share and to give a word of prayer. So I do pray. Father God, I just pray for us on the air today and under the sound of my voice, that you would have your way with us, God, that those who have been perplexed about how do we see ourselves out of all of this as a nation, how do we make our community better, our families better? How do we make a better world for our children and our children's children, Lord? Lord, it kind of gets simple when we just consider that we're all part of one body. And I just can't dismiss somebody else because they're not like me. The ear can't say to the eye, I'm not part of the body. You're not part of the body. Saying so doesn't make it so. Help us, oh God. Help us. I pray, God, for those who are suffering today with anxieties and anguish in any aspect of life. Lord, you are a comforter. You are a helper. I pray for those who are mourning and grieving, oh God. Lord, you are a comforter. You are a helper. We pray and we remember them, God, and thank you for your willingness, your ability to meet us where we are, to help us where we are, and to lift us up where we belong. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen, beloved. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And so behind me now comes Mr. Todd Delaney. Do we have time for? Yes, we have time for Mr. Todd Delaney. And let us hear him sing the Psalms for just a few minutes today.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Yes, beloved, I have learned to call on the name of the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. You know, there are many names for the Lord. It's like some of us have many names for ourselves. Some people call me Kim, Reverend Kim, Kimberly, Kimmy. My name ain't Kimberly, by the way. You know, so hallelujah. We just thank God we're able to call on the name of the Lord. I call him Jesus, my Savior, my Deliverer, my friend. Call on him, beloved, in your time of need. And call on him just to say thank you for the blessings you have bestowed on me. Yes, beloved, call on the name of the Lord. I don't care how hard the day, how gray the sky, or how low the clouds, the sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there and don't quit in the dip. I want to say happy birthday shout out to all the November babies. My grandbaby, my youngest grandson, he turns 8 on tomorrow on the 8th. So excited for him. Happy for him to be in our lives. What a joy. To all of you who are celebrating November birthdays, shout out to Reverend Dr. Denise, who celebrated last week. Not Reverend Dr. Denise, I'm sorry. Reverend Julia celebrated last week. Sister Tamara and Sister Novalette celebrating this week as well. My good friend, Reverend Edna, celebrating her birthday also on today. So, beloved, yes, happy birthday, November babies. And listen, till we speak or meet again, enjoy the Lord and enjoy your life. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm signing out. But as we go, you know, we got one more song for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We're going to let you off the line there this time with a beautiful, beautiful song. And we hope it blesses you in the moments that you get to hear it. This is not the time or the place. Don't give up. Don't quit in the dip. God bless you.
Your faith. This is not your place of destiny. No, it's